I am reminded today by a scripture which we're going to read in a moment from Joshua of how life is full of unexpected twists and turns. How very seldom does life go the way that I planned it, my life. You may be in the same boat as me. A lot of times our plans are rerouted. We are sent down a new road, one which we've never been on before, and we're forced to make turns that we don't really feel certain about. And I'm not just talking about the modern world. When we look at this scripture, Joshua faced change in his life that few of us really could have followed right along with. Yes, yes, God, I'll do that. Sometimes we get scared and we're afraid to lead when God calls us. Joshua, he found out one day that Moses wasn't going to be his leader anymore, and he was going to be the leader. And he was going to lead his people through a lot of change just simply by crossing the River Jordan. Let's read this brief scripture together. Joshua 1, verses 10 through 11. Then Joshua commanded the officers of the people, "Pass through the camp and command the people, prepare your provisions, for in 3 days you are to cross over the Jordan to go in to take possession of the land that the Lord your God gives you to possess." The word of God for the people of God. Life is really the process of dealing with change. That's what our lives are really like. Joshua had to start leading before he ever imagined he would. And sometimes we have to do the same. And the question that we need to ask ourselves as a church in the year of our Lord 2018, I still can't believe it's 2018. Anybody else having trouble writing checks? I know it. How, God, would you have us serve this year in the Hanover, Ashland, Mechanicsville community? God, what do you want from Slash Christian Church this year? We are ready to cross the River Jordan, and we are ready to face new challenges and do new things in a new year with new leaders. And let me ask you this, are you ready to go across the river with us, or do you just want to stay safe on this side and just keep doing everything that, you know, we've been doing and just kind of have a status quo? Or will you walk with these new leaders across the river, just like, you know, you don't look like Joshua, Reggie. I'm sorry about that. But, you know, we'll follow all of these officers into the unknown. What change has God planned for us in 2018? The other day, I was driving somewhere. It was actually last year now. It's such a new year. I was driving somewhere, and I had no idea where I was going. And I'm lucky because I have a Chevrolet, and I have that OnStar turns and directions, which I can use to find somewhere that I don't know where I'm going, or I can just plug it into my phone, you know, and get the map and find where I'm going. So I wasn't certain about exactly where I was going, but the thing that was most puzzling when I plugged it in, it said that it was going to take me an hour to go somewhere that was only 30 miles away. So I immediately began questioning the map that had been planned for me. And of course, I decided to go ahead and follow it. But during my ride, I mean, I knew I was going to get there. You know, it wasn't going to take a whole hour to go 30 miles, right? But during my drive, I ran into traffic, which explained the ETA to me. And as I'm sitting in traffic, I grow impatient and I decide to take another route, right? I decide I'm going to take another route. So, you know, I mean, I know the general direction that I'm going. So, I just start making turns. And I'm hoping that I can find my way. The more turns I made, the more time I wasted. And you guessed it, the farther I was from my destination. Meanwhile, at every turn, Siri is recalculating and giving me directions, attempting to get me back on track. Each time she said, remember, you know what she said? She said, she said recalculating, but then she'd say, proceed to the right to try to get me back on track. I was more frustrated and more frustrated. I was ignoring her. I eventually turned it off completely. Because I got tired of hearing all the recalculating. And so after failing to find where I was going on my own and wasting valuable time due to my lack of patience and the traffic and the time frame, I turned the phone back on. I turned the map app back on. I entered the destination and I began following. And at this time, I was not bothered by the time, nor the route, nor the traffic. I just followed the directions clearly. Because what I couldn't make myself do was believe that Siri knew the best route that I should go. That Siri had taken into account the traffic that I would face in trying to get to this place. I couldn't have enough faith to believe that Siri had chosen the best route. So what does that have to do with God and crossing over the River Jordan? I think God has created each of us with a purpose and a destiny. We have a route that is designed for each and every one of our lives. And it's going to get you there. But just like me and the map, you're going to have to choose whether or not you want to follow it. You're going to have to make the choice to follow God's destiny, God's map for your life. God already knows how long it's going to take you to get to your destination. God already knows the best route. God knows what, accidents might get in your way. God knows you're going to break down and the car is going to stall, right? God knows already. We have to trust God and not go off on our own and start making turns in our lives and choosing different routes. Jeremiah said later on, "For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." And I think we forget that because our impatience causes us to waste more time and have more mishaps than were really planned for our lives. But God gives us grace and mercy and favor. God gives each of you righteousness. And God allows you to come back to the route anytime when you get off. And God is happy, very happy, when we do. Some of us take longer to reach our destiny than others. But the important thing to remember is God can reroute you back. Just like Siri can reroute you back. Today we witnessed the changing of our leadership and the ordination of Patsy as a new elder. We saw God using ordinary people just like us to do extraordinary things and to help lead. And now, it's time for us to cross the Jordan. We've done what we needed to do in 2017. And it's time for us to cross over and to find out what God has planned for us in 2018. It's time for us to really be open to the ministries that God is calling us to this year. I have no doubt that God has plans for each of you and that each of you will continue to work towards fulfilling your destiny. And now God wants us to climb the wall of opportunity and jump into 2018. We're standing on the bank of the Jordan, metaphorically speaking. We're looking across the river, uncertain of what lies ahead. But one thing is for certain, things are going to be different in 2018 than they were in 17, or they were in the 1600s or the 1700s. Things are going to be different. We may have to do things that we've never done before. We may have to face giants, or maybe there's going to be rough water when we start crossing. But through it all, God will be with us. Will you come with us? Amen. Let's pray together. God, 2018 is a new time in our lives. It is a time that you have called us to face together. Give us the strength. Give us new ideas. Give us encouragement to do things differently this year, to find new ways that we can show the world your reimagined kingdom of God. Amen. We're going to stand in a